One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, this is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 5050 tonight that you're listening. Got a great one for you tonight. The destruction of genetics. Is there a rule of conduct? Is there a revelation that we could bring about misconduct of those who would seek to destroy a righteous genetic? Go back to the book of Genesis. We're going to talk about Daniel tonight. We're going to talk about Moses. We're going to talk about Jacob. And we're going to talk about the ancient patriarchs. We're going to listen to, beginning with Noah, and examine the race of Noah. Have you ever wondered what race he was? What if Noah came in and applied for a job in this untoward generation? Let's just pretend for a moment that he was applying for a job. What would he write in his resume? What color would he be? Would he be black? Have you ever thought about what color Noah was? Would he be yellow? Would he be Caucasian? Or would he be American Indian? What color would he be? And would it be possible, just a few generations down from Adam, for him to be different from Adam? Now, the question about Adam, what does the word Adam, what does it mean? And we go into the Strong, and we find that it means to show blood in the face. Adam. Could Noah who we believe, according to the Bible, descended 10 or so generations down, 11. Was it possible for him to change color? Now, let's say that Adam was black and Noah could write on his resume, "I'm a Caucasian." What does the word Caucasian mean? It means white or the blushing red. Continues down in line, in sync, that Noah was a righteous offspring of Adam. Now, could Adam and his wife produce three different colors? Let's say Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Would it be possible for all those to be different colors? We're being told and persuaded by the 501(c)(3) agenda that we all came from Adam, that the Bible is a universal book producing universally accepted blood that produced all these different offspring from Adam and Eve. Let me ask you a question. In the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew, it's clearly, distinctively written in parables, but with a realistic understanding to give us knowledge of how, when, and where the tare was planted. Where did the tare come from? Did it come from the Garden of Eden? Was it actually the first seed, first offspring, that came from Eve's womb? With Adam, the father of Cain. Is there any direct connection? Is it provable? Let me make this statement. It might surprise you. That Adam never, one time, nowhere, searched the 66 books, 1,189 chapters, and the 44 letters. Search it. See if Pastor Buddy is not directing you towards truth, although it's controversial. That there was a misconduct appropriated, a sexual planet. Now let's go to John 8:44. Here is people that were known as Jews. Now, I like to define Jew to tell you the one that the Messiah was talking about was not the Judean, not the righteous sons of Judah. He wasn't a Jew or a Judean. What could he have been? Could he have been interlaced? Could there have been an interracial pair sown in the Garden of Eden? Is there an enemy to this generation of righteous blood? Now, there was a war, a genetic war. Adam, and then to Noah, just a short few generations. And the Bible says Adam was righteous in his genetics. There must have been somebody that wasn't. Who were they? What were they? What color were they? Not much of this is being taught today. I know that preachers shun this truth. Now, it's reasonable for the Jews, those that are called Jews, and there is a group that are called Jews and are not. I want to talk tonight about those that are not. They try to better themselves through genetic inbreeding. Why? Because they say they're a certain selected chosen people. But Christ identified them. I know them that say they are, but they are not. In 844, your father's the devil, right there. The seed of Eve planted, a tare was planted. The enemy has done this. Now go to the genealogy. Catch this now. Don't let it slip by you. Don't let it go over your head. Don't be alarmed. Don't say, I can't go that. Why? The Bible says we're all one blood. Do you think, since some tares are the same blood as the sheep, you think the wolves and the sheep are the same blood? Right, that's what you're trying to tell me tonight, that there is no wolf blood, tare blood, serpent blood, reptilian blood. We're all one blood, buddy. God loves everybody. That's the biggest demonic lie in the universe. It brings, it humbles your understanding, your shipwreck. When they have instilled these rules that apply, now I'm not talking about the true Judean. I'm talking about those that say they are not. They's a faction that came from Cain. 1 John chapter 3, verse 12. Cain, the murderer, the liar, the deceiver, the tare, seed sown. Nowhere in the Bible does Adam ever claim Cain directly or indirectly related to genetics. Now, the first rule that the enemy, Christ said an enemy has done this, so the tare, he had to defile the original. He had to taint it, and it had to be cursed from the word go. The first seed that ever came out of the womb was cursed from the woman, and here's where it hurts. Here's where the cheese is binding. Here's where the evidence is prevalent, realistic and true, although much of the 501(c)(3) churches are in denial and will not touch this subject with a 10-foot pole because you haven't heard it. I've been going to church over 50 years. Much longer. But seriously, involved in searching the scriptures for 50 years, I've never heard anybody in the 501(c), be it Baptist, Pentecostal, be it Methodist, Church of Christ, I've never heard any of them touch this subject. It is the most untouched subject in the world. Why? Well, the first rule of the ones that don't want you to know is to label any legitimate mention of Jewish, so to say they are now, remember that, misconduct as hate and criminalize such speech when possible. Now, when is it possible? There is a people that on all the media, on all the radio, the television, they own Hollywood, all the films are made by these people. It's so powerful and rich and dominating in the last days.
Well, the Israelites have never wanted to be the head. They're backward, stubborn, bullheaded, ignorant, and destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They want to be the tail. Our people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and because they reject knowledge, Christ rejects us. The truth. The one that taught the message of Matthew 13. The tare was the wicked seed. Who came into the garden and grabbed the most beautiful woman that's ever been created? No question, hands down, Eve was gorgeous, breathtakingly beautiful. But she was silly, naive, and deceived. Label any legitimate mission of that occasion and brand it as hate. Criminalizing some things that are criminable. When possible, condition the stupid to react reflexively. In other words, set a precedent. That's the first thing you hear out of the mouth of anybody that speaks against a Jew that is not, and yet claims he is. You don't have any wiggle room to speak against. Don't speak against them. Brand it in, or put it in the mind to down the white people or criticize the Caucasian people whenever possible by those people who would destroy any who are obstacles to the supremacism of the Jewish cult. Third rule in this war tonight, the genetic war. The enemy has done this. Only tolerate actions, events, and news that's good for Jews. That is, good for those that say they're Jews and are not. How they've become so powerful, sitting behind the desk of power or the positions of power from the Illuminati, the reptilian, the 13 bloodlines that I spoke about Wednesday night here on WWRB. Only tolerate action, events, and news that's good for you. You ever know of an evil Jew? Something to do somebody wrong. They're God's chosen people. They don't even have to earn that, prove that, because the world has somehow, mistakenly, believed that. You can believe a lie and be down. Fifth rule. Fill as many desirable positions as you see. Particularly in the university, judicial, the legal, the medical, the media, and government positions. With Jews in number as many times, their 2.5% to the population as possible, despite Jewish supremacist scam called affirmative action. Fifth rule is to fill as many remaining positions as possible, particularly university, judicial, and government positions, with non-whites. Let me repeat that. With non-whites. Why are they against the whites? I will put enmity between your seed and her seed. Now, was her seed white? You know that Strong's number to identify Cain, that he's from an Oriental tribe. Strong 70, 70:13, from an oriental tribe, Cain was of the wicked one. Cain is the tare. He's universally accepted as a Jew, and he claims to be. He loves cheese feet. He set these rules and only tolerates the actions and the news that's good for his cause. Now, the sixth rule, steal as many of the leftover positions as possible with weak, malleable, naive, white females. Seventh rule, that these who call themselves Jews are not, is to promote Goyim who serve the Jews. Let's go back to Billy Graham. Let's go back to Oral Roberts. Let's go back to Liberty Baptist. Let's go back to the present day evangelist down in Texas, that big guy down there, John Hankey, standing up for the Jews, proclaiming them, glorifying them, and trying to prove through scriptures by misleading, by placing or pleasing these in numbers, as they fill as many positions in media, in a university, the judicial, the legal, the medical, the senior government position. Here's a hard one. Fill or flood the historic white homeland with as many third world, non-white, wonder. You know, we can't keep these people out. It's such a wonderful country. They deserve to come over here. They don't have anything, and they're so wonderful. Fill this country with non-white. Make them equal or superior with benefits to the native white. Oh my, sound like might be over the target. Well, it'll catch the black, I know that. Evil whitey. Flood the homeland of the white. Make the whites who have a conscience feel guilty of what they've done to the other non-white races in the world. They all are to blame. Minimize white male participation in white society as much as possible. Unless the white males become subservient and useful for these who call themselves Jews and are not. We follow not a Christian Savior. We hate him. But we're God's chosen people. He wasn't the Son of God. He was the son of a Roman soldier, according to their sacred Talmud. Are we to stand by and give these people the heritage of being God's chosen people because we're stupid? Because we've been told by the media? These evangelists that evangelize the whole world with this doctrine. Drain the manpower, wealth, and cultural institutions, steal and change the history of the white country, the very history, promote other non-whites and their history, make it seem more important as much as possible while promoting the wealth and income of the non-whites as they take over the leadership and the rulership of these whites who want to be the tail and not the head. Promote miscegenation by white. Promote it. It is right. To mix with other races. Promote that. Encourage that. Glorify it. Make it common. Here's the 12th rule. Manipulate the whites so that they will have the lowest birth rate possible while promoting as many non-white births as possible. Furnish financial help to those. Reduce the benefits to the white race. Make them the servants to be taxed. Legislate interracial income transfers from white to non-white to amplify the birth rate disparity. Check the numbers of the genetics. Now, as it was in the days of Noah, Noah's race became endangered. Noah, on his resume, what did he put down on his resume? That he was an offspring of Adam. Adam was showing blood in the face. He was able to blush. The Messiah had the ability to blush. Wonder what color he was on his resume. What about David? He was ruddy and could blush. Resume fulfillment. I'm a Caucasian. But we're to manipulate, as it was in the days of Noah, the white race so that they have the lowest birth rate possible while promoting the many non-white births as possible. Legislate the interracial income transfer. Have you ever noticed what a Mexican grandmother that's never set her foot in the United States, let's say California, Arizona, some of the border states have been bombarded with this immigration problem. The government is diverting, stalling. They can stop it. Our military is all over the earth to hold up drug lords, oil barons, as long as they'll send the wealth to America, and so that they can use these programs socially to manufacture and legislate the transfer of income from white to non-white to amplify, increase, enlarge the birth rate disparity. That Mexican grandmother never paid one dime of Social Security can come in just as long as her Mexican immigrant son or daughter or anyone else, just so they can have a relationship or they can show kinship. She can come in and draw enough social revenue that will more than double what a grandmother that's worked in the system and paid Social Security and income tax for 40 years and retired with a less than $900 a month. The Mexican mother can come in with $2,200 with all the benefits tacked on. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, we don't have the facts before us. We've not heard the truth. We hear a lie. We hear them stalling for time. Oh, we can't do nothing. This immigration problem has got to stop. Your fight bought off congressmen, senators, lying through their teeth. They don't want that to stop. They are paid to continue and stall until this country is overrun with none white. The 13th rule, listen to this. You folks that listen to me tonight will probably agree with me. It's just basic fundamental truth that people or preachers are afraid to speak because it'll hurt their income. Thank Yahweh that I've got enough people support me to stand up like a man and speak the truth. Tax the white as much as possible while subsidizing the Jews and the non-white as much as possible. Force the white wives and their mothers to go into the workplace where they will be envied and chased and harassed by the other race. 13th rule. Khazars. Who are Khazars? Who are these wise people? Where do you get the wisdom? Where are these serpents coming from? Do we have any evil people? The 501c church, Christian church. Now has been authorized legally and chastised if you object. I mean, you go to Mueller and watch White Power, you'll see if you're not branded racist, then while you can holler Black Power, and the press will glorify you. The Black Panthers are now being glorified by the present administration in office right now. They bombed, killed, and done everything to glorify these who are nothing but killers, stealers, and destroyers. The 14th rule is obtain maximum taxpayer subsidies for the Jewish supremacists, their enterprises, such as government of Jew-occupied Palestine, Holocaust Museum, Jew propaganda organization, so that the whites and the Christians end up being forced to pay for this. To destroy the white or the white homeland so that these other races can rule who become subservient to them that say they're Jews and are not. Bernie Madoff. Madoff was a small time Ponzi schemer. Small time chicken feed compared to Wall Street robbers, the financial institutions in New York, Babylon, America, we sat behind. We agreed to give away our 401k. Well, we've lost our money. white are not stupid. The Jews can't believe how stupid we are. Those that say they're Jews, they're not the Jews. Obtain max taxpayer subsidies and enterprises such as the government of Jew-occupied Palestine, Holocaust Museum, the Jew Propaganda Organization, so that the whites and the Christians wind up being forced to support and pay to destroy and to reduce right under their nose. We got GMO food. Women are, white women especially, are paid to have no babies or rewarded. The programs are against them to support large families. But the other races are encouraged to breed like flies. 15th rule. Never allow the phrase separation of synagogue and state to be uttered anywhere or anytime. 16th rule. Destroy Christians by buying off their Judas pastors and deceiving the Christian into accepting a 501(c)(3) exemption that will tempt and tantalize them to sign the 501(c)(3) document agreement without them even bothering to read. Because they all practice interracial fellowship. Because if you don't, you're branded as a racist. You try to start a white organization, truly a white organization, you are slapped on the wrist. If that don't do it, they form a militia group of thugs, come in and kill you. And destroy you. Try to get away and become white supremacists and see how far you go. Distract the whites and the Christians with degraded Jewish goofbox. Hear it for a 12-year-old mind and make the silly, goofy, Goyim, dead in Gaza, and slap their silly legs and park their brain with being entertained. By the music, same thing in the Bible, in the book of Adam. It was music, the influence of certain music. Satan is an instigator. He gives us talent. It cannot be denied that Satan has got many tricks in his book. Music and art. Vanity that he can produce. To entertain through pleasure, to induce the whites and the Christian to spend into debt, usury debt, as much as possible by offering them a piece of plastic and then charge them unreasonable amounts of interest and house Congress to pass a law and to justify to rob them and get them in debt and take their property and give it to those by degrading, by mocking and discriminating against the whites and the Christians as much as practical. Use the name Jesus Christ.
You know one thing about those that say they're Jews and are not? They know his name is not Jesus Christ. They talk about him in their Talmud. They blaspheme that name.
And everywhere possible, they are to use that as a curse word upon the stupid Goyim and laugh at the stupid, dumb Christian and the white Goyim for being most ignorant and foolish people in the history of the world,
but do that only behind their backs.
Otherwise, they may wise up and get off their lazy, worthless butt and chase us out of their homeland because we have, like parasites, invaded it and we have hobbled and shackled their race to become our servants as we have been given headship. While they go about their agenda to foster and enlarge their powers by ruling over the races that they can, keep the ignorant, stupid white race blind to what's happening. An all-black radio station with a black evangelist broadcasting a speech entitled 1996, the year that the white woman stopped having babies. He said that in 1995, the birth rate among white women was the lowest it had ever been in history. And in 1996, the number of babies born to white women was 10% lower than the year before. He says by 2050, we will rule. White man's babies, he went on to say, it's even worse for the white race because not only is the amount of babies that the white women are having the lowest it's ever been, but also 30% of all babies white women gave birth to in 1996 were non-white. He said it's just not happening in America, but in all white nations. White women are refusing to give birth to white babies. They would rather lust and yearn for babies of color. They said there's not going to be no race war for the control of the West because in one or two more generations, there won't be enough young whites to defend any white nation. Again, Noah comes to mind. Noah was righteous in his genetics. His resume said he was the son of an offspring of a son that showed blood in the face or was able to blush. They don't like blushing people. Why? Blushing people have such a conscience that they can't stand to mistreat anybody. It's their name, and the devil knows that.
and takes advantage of that and relishes the day when there will be no white Caucasian showing blood in the face, the blushing sons of Jacob left on the earth, and they, serpent seed, and their controlled other races. What's the future? What's the future? What is the white race going to be? According to the Bureau of Census in 1996, 73% of the 264, now up to above 300 million, only 6 million who live in the United States are white. Now, Puerto Ricans are automatically defined as white by the U.S. Census, and furthermore, these that claims to be white is counted white by the Census Bureau, and all babies born to white women are defined as white so that they can keep the figures from being alarming to where now we're having a crisis. Let's look at it. If a race of color and a white woman have 10 children, they're all counted as one big white happy family. Therefore, the number of American whites is actually less than 73% of the population. Now, there's no way for them to show you the true figures until it comes upon us in the time of the end, unaware that there would not be any of Noah's like kind after kind generation. What was the reduction? Came down to 3 sons, Noah and his wife, and their wives, 8 souls. All of them had one genetic bloodline, righteous. They're all white. The blacks didn't come from Ham. That's a Christian explanation that's caught on. Now today, they don't care. They don't even mention it. They just say against nature that Adam fathered them all. That Adam fathered black, yellow, green, red, white, blue, any color. Adam was the daddy of it. It was his genetic bloodline that brought him in the world. According to the National Center for Health Statistics in 1962, 122.7 babies were born to every 1,000 white women between the ages of 15 and 44. In 1992, there were only 66. 5 births per 1,000. You can see the reduction in the breeding ages of white women. The white birth rate in 92 was 54% of what it was in 1960. In other words, during the 32 years up to 1992, the white American birth rate dropped 40%, 46%, almost half. And today it's getting even worse. If hypothetical, if 46% of all white American babies in 1992 were to suddenly die of some unknown disease, the masses would be in an uproar. They would be demanding
that the government do something to save the children. Now, ever since our babies are dying not from a disease, but from controlled birth, no one cares. No one panics until the day that it's announced that the white race is no longer the majority in a white country. Just like South Africa. Look what happened to South Africa. Call some of your white friends up in South Africa and see what's happening to them. This misdirection of the figures. Not to alarm. I don't want alarm. But right now, the white race worldwide is 10% less, 10% and down, somewhere the truth is known, from 10% down, somewhere in between 10 to 0, or 10 to 5%. And that leaves 90% of other races dominating in the world. Now, what race is going to be destroyed? You choose this day of what the dilemma is. You say, oh, buddy, you don't preach on this. Let's just go on and we all love one another and let's all just be one big old one-blooded happy family. When the white birth rate is 10% lower than a year before, we're dropping 10% every year. There is a controlled design to kill, as it was in the days of Noah, 10% of the righteous genetics of Noah, only 3 sons left to repopulate with their wives. They were righteous in their genetics. It had to be the white race, ladies and gentlemen. For today, the same thing that's going to happen in the end time is happening right now. But who cares? As long as you've got a widescreen TV, a bag of potato chips, and a carton of beer, you get your pleasure. You lay there and grow your big pot belly. You just keep on acting stupid, watching your sports and the domination of those that are behind the scenes killing you with the slow death of genetics. Well, you got my message tonight. I'm Pastor Buddy. You've been listening to me tonight. Sponsored by Brother Mark, great state of Mississippi, Brother Bud, Brother Ed, Brother Paul, in the great state of Michigan, 1-800-253-2748. I appreciate those brothers that love Pastor Buddy good enough to help me. Mark is my principal supporter. Him and his wife and family. And I certainly appreciate the 2 nights that I'm on WWRB. If you'd like to send me anything on behalf of Mark, just send it to Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 568. Do you like the truth? You've heard the truth tonight. I don't know where you like it now, but you've heard it. That's in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. That's Pastor Buddy, 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. I'll be on Sunday night around the world on 4840 WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee.
You know what the prize is going to be? Survival. It's a survival issue. Except I shorten these days, there will be no flesh. No flesh of who? A particular group that was being destroyed in the days of Noah. It ain't been that long that the devil had it almost down to eight. Won't be no different in the last day. And except he intervenes, this time he'll get them all. And the devil is really, really laughing all the way to hell with the souls of the miscegenating people who are breaking loyal ranks, sleeping, being entertained, and mixing with the world. Need to go to our website tonight. 16,500 in less than 3 months has visited our website. Our webmaster, Brother Bob, just informed me of that. Almost 17,000 people in less than 3 months. Somebody's getting information. Somebody's reading. Somebody's praying. And somebody's getting a resume. May Yahweh be blessed and honored in the last days before the lights go out in Georgia and Alabama. You know that they just passed an anti-immigration. I mean, they are getting worried about the people coming in, but they won't do nothing about it. The Supreme Court will overrule it and cause it to be unconstitutional. People in Alabama that are smothered to death, don't clap your hands yet. Remember the judge in Alabama, Judge Roy? You can't even pray or display the constitutional right of the Ten Commandments. You think you're free? You've been told, brainwashed, and lied to by the legal or the illegal, by those who have made it their goal to deceive the very elect. And it's not a hard job when you have a willing sheeple that is dumb, blind, and ignorant. OneYahweh.com. Go to our website. I'll see you Sunday night around the world. WWCR 4840 for our Sunday night service. We'll see you there and we'll see you then. May Yahweh take a last look at you because you're almost done if you're in the category of what I'm talking tonight. The Bible says that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now, Yahweh, open your eyes and take the propaganda wax out of your ears, so that you can see and hear all these things I've related to you tonight, that it's truth. Are you willing to sound the trumpet on the wall? Are you a watchman? Are you going to sit by, idly by, and let your daughters and sons be stolen away? You meet the approval of the world, but you won't meet Yahweh's approval in the day that he comes. Intervene. And he said, kill them, slay them. Here before me, that would not let me rule over them. That's the Israelites. That's the ones that will be punished that love the wages of sin. Ladies and gentlemen, the way of death is
eliminate kind after kind. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Sunday night.